And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a couple of great guests here from the Royal Star and Fisherman's Processing. It's Tim and Marilee Ekstrom. We're going to be talking fishing, fish processing, and more, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver. Or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a fun show today's going to be. Great to be back after great Christmas.
Yeah, I hope everybody had a Christmas. Santa bringing everything you wanted.
It was an awesome one. Yeah, we had a really good time.
Good. Santa bringing the kids everything
they
wanted.
Well, Wyatt's almost 3 now, so this is like the first year of him like really getting Christmas. You know, the lights and the Santa and the this. And we had the absolute best. We had the best time. It was awesome. Oh, really, really fun. Yeah.
Good. And how about the Ekstroms? Did they have a good Christmas?
This is absolutely wonderful. Yeah. What a great time. Yeah, super chill. Hanging home.
Yeah. I like it that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, Duke understands Christmas now, too.
Does he? Yes. he probably. No more believing in Santa Claus for Duke?
Hey, I didn't say that.
I still believe in Santa Claus.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. So, Royal Star, you're out fishing.
They are. They're on the final trip of the 2024 season, which has been phenomenal, as you guys know. Season. Oh, my gosh. What a year. Yeah. You know, especially in in the long range side. It's just, this is, you know, hard to believe because, you know, everything you read and doomsday, the last fish is swimming in the ocean and 500 boats are chasing it and so on and so forth. I'll tell everybody, this has been hands down, nothing even compares to this year of yellowfin tuna fishing. The best year we've ever seen yellowfin tuna fishing by such a wide margin. I've told all these young bucks, it's like if we ever see something like this again, you'll be lucky.
How many years have you been at this to make that statement too? You know what I'm saying? Like that's
long range fishing since 1987, 1986. Local fishing here since 1983, 1884. So
doing it for hundreds of days a year.
Oh yeah,
and this is the best you've ever seen
by far.
We
saw a period, and you know, of course, the fishing itself, the caliber of the fishing has just been absolutely off the scale, but the grade of the fish this year is really what's been the standout. You know, I mean, going down every and obviously not just us, I mean the entire fleet, just going down and, you know, one stop shop and in the supermarket too, you can choose which size you want. The 30 to 40 pounders this year, which, you know, on any year, that's a beautiful grade yellowfin tuna. Above average by far, but those were the small ones. Those were the dinks. Like,
you drive away from those.
You catch a few of those, you're driving away. Like, you know, we're looking for the good ones, you know, those 60 to 80 pounders, which were, you know, abundant in a lot of different places.
Same zones, though, for the fish?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes you drift along and start out 30, 40 pounders. And guys, we could talk an entire show about how incredible this fishing was. Just drive down, just all you had to do is get a strike, a stop. You know, see 1 meter mark, stop the boat, and, you know, 5 minutes, start one, hook two, three, four, and another one going. 15 minutes later, everybody in the boat has one on. And what started out,
gather,
oh yeah, and what started out as 30 or 40 pound fish, you know, pretty, oh, there's a 60 pounder, and the big ones move in and just push all the small ones out
of
the way.
No way.
And again, like, every boat, every day, in multiple different areas. Just crazy.
Following along on the website, it looked like there were times where it was just too good. Like, you know, you've got 6 days to be down here, and you could get finished in an afternoon.
Easily.
That's wild.
You really did have to, you know, we did. We managed it, you know, so you catch this figure, you know, save a few for the back, you
right.
know, and, you know, manage it. And that was probably, if there was any challenge, it was infusing that variety into it, you know, because, you know, it's like, okay, we got our tuna, you want to catch your yellowtail, you want to get your wahoo, you want to get your Dorado. And sometimes that was a tall order, but what a great foundation for just epic trips. You know what I mean? Like, you have this beautiful grain of tuna, and it really did give us a lot of freedom to move around, look at other things, you know, again, targets and variety, just what.
And it seemed like a perfect world too, then the bait at the end of the year was all just nice, really big sardines, so you could fish heavy tackle, and the fish were willing to bite heavy tackle, and it just seemed like a perfect scenario.
Yeah, you reminded me this trip. It was a 10-day in the first part of November, and again, hats off as always to Everingham, who's just done a phenomenal job out there. Yes. Between the improvements they've made to the receiver, their fleet, how they target—I mean, there's nobody that even compares to Everingham Brothers as far as is live bait. They're the one. And the reason that we're successful as a sport fishing is because of the bait that they provide. So, I mean, what a great relationship we have with them. And this load of bait that I was thinking about. So,
are you getting sardines?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a little period where it kind of fell off. There's a lot of anchovies mixed in, but this load of bait, Ricky, Pete, it was like 6 to 8 inch sardines and bigger ones. There were some big old jumbos, right? The whole load. And they were perfect. I mean, the most beautiful sardine you could ever imagine. Just look at the train of things this long. You're just like, oh my God. Look at that thing. And they were all like that.
And
targeting that 60, 80 pound yellowfin.
Perfect.
Oh, that they love 100
pound,
them.
80 pound. Is
come on.
Yeah. And that bluefin that came down and started, you know, it did what it does every year. It made the U-turn, comes back down, and it started mixing with all that yellowfin. So,
oh my God. Like, oh, how cool is that?
Dude, just drifting along, you know, 6 hour drift, and it's you know, a 60 to 80 pound yellowfin, or if you get one through them, you know, 150 to 180 pound bluefin. Almost giant sardines.
That's so rad.
It was heaven, man. That's heavenly. Cool. Like, this was, again, I'll say it, this was the best year for tuna fishing, yellowfin tuna fishing. the probably the most fun you could ever have as an operator, because not because it was easy, because you know it was available, the grade, and believe me, we've put in our time. We've earned it.
No kidding. Now, what about at the processor? What, cutting all this fish?
That sure makes somebody else busy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I can say we went through a lot of yellowfin stickers.
Yeah, bet you did. That's cool.
The last few years, you probably stocked up on bluefin stickers.
We had to reorder plenty of both. I got to say, when it comes down to it, George and the crew back there, what they're able to do with that tuna and the beautiful side product that's come in off the boats and how they process it, it's amazing. And the capacity that we were able to go through, I'm so proud of how much we actually were able to get through and get back to the customer within the same day. So they've just done an amazing job.
Yeah.
So, besides stickers.
Yeah, besides stickers. Well, now you guys are exclusively 5-mil bags, right?
Oh, yeah, we have been for a long time.
5-mil bags are amazing. The difference between a 3-mil and a 5-mil is like night and day, right?
It really is. It's just the longevity. Your product will stay through. If, you know, God forbid, you're digging through your freezer and you've got that 5-mil in there, it's going to hold the seal much better than the 3-mil bags do. So we've been the whole time that I've been there, the year and a couple months that I've been there, it's always been 5-mil.
Been that long already?
Oh, it was before that. Sean made this decision a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I think maybe two or three years ago. But, like, honestly, simplifying, only offering 5-mil, it's so great. I get the reservations and the customers like, your thickest bag. I'm like, you betcha. Yeah. We got it. That's exactly what we got. Yeah. That's what we use. Yeah. It's a point of pride to say we exclusively use it.
Yeah, and the biggest thing about Fisherman's Processing is your crew, right? I mean, that is pretty amazing.
Yeah, we're blessed. Yeah. We really have amazing people.
How do you find such quality people to cut fish, to package fish, to the front counter? I mean, it's not easy these days.
Well, I will say that the Rojas family, Viviana, who leads our operation from the docks back to the shop and going through, and her father, George, who's our head cutter and the back of house manager, they've been with us. Well, George has been with us since day one. Raymond and George have been running the back since day one, so 14 years. And the loyalty that they're able to instill in the crew that's back there. And then the front desk team, I'm thrilled to say that I've had a lot of influence on that. We've introduced Catherine Lewis, who's our front desk manager, and she works in complement with Viviana. And then we've got Jordan. We had Gigi for a while in the front. We just look to try to make the angler's day. Like, we know you come back, you're burnt out, you're fried. You probably had a big night the last night on the trip.
Yeah.
And our job is to try to get you the service that you want, get you the fish that you want so that you can take it home that day and go for it. And all of us agree that that's our goal. And
how do you guys do, like, in this, like, this time of the year, you're on like vacation almost, because you only have to work like a few days a week. You're working 7 days a week, like it seems like 24 hours a day during the season. I mean, you guys are down here at like 4 a.m. or something like that sometime, right? 5 a.m.?
Yeah, I think our earliest morning we met the Polaris Supreme at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh,
yeah.
That was it.
So again,
how do people do that?
You know what? Like it's the foundation of our business. Like, we got to be there when our customers need us. Yeah. So that's what we do, and then we come back and go from there. And then right now we just try to stay open consistently because we've got like the private boater that does drop offs for us and various things along that line. It's honestly an honor that people choose us to take care of their fish. It's great.
It's a real point of pride too. It's very similar, obviously, to being on a boat fishing, and you know, the harder it is, the more it motivates you. That's the culture there in the building now. That's what leads to our ability to produce that product day in day and go through the kind of volume we do. You know, it's like the guys in back are energized by it. It's like another good day. And we also, as we realize, it's a seasonal business. So you know, you got to make it while the sun shines. And when the sun's shining, you don't want to be griping. Yeah. You want to be thankful for it, even though, and I tell you what, you guys, I rolled up my sleeves a lot this year and got involved in the fish processing side, obviously, with Marilee taking over, us taking over from Sean. I thought I knew quite a bit about the whole fish processing, the end of sport fishing, of long ranges, and I didn't know anything.
That's interesting.
This was a real eye-opener. It was an eye-opener big time in that this is hands down the most difficult, most challenging business that I could ever imagine. I mean, you guys think about every day, again, especially during the season, peak season, you've got all these local boats coming in, you've got the long-range fleet, and there's just, let's just say on one of those days, crazy days, there's five long-rangers that come in, right? So you've got, 100, 130 people, you've got all this, it's like thousands of fish.
The volume is unreal.
Yeah, and everybody wants a custom order. Everybody's coming in within an hour and a half or 2 hours of each other. All that fish is coming off, and every boat does it differently.
Sure.
I mean, every boat has their own way of doing it, has their own way of communicating with the customers, and every customer, of course, we all want the same thing. Now.
Yeah, I
want
to get fish
now. What am I going to be for now?
You want same day? You want same minute.
Yeah,
right?
I got to get on the road, baby.
Exactly.
Do you offer same minute?
We have Adwater and Shade.
Yeah. So I don't want to call it chaos because it's not. It's organized. There's a dance, that everybody's familiar with up there, obviously, but it just has this element of just craziness that, it's 1,000 miles an hour for like 2 or 3 hours at the docks, and then all that fish and the totes, transported back, and then getting back there, sorting it all out. And mind you, every order is a custom order.
Yeah.
So each individual order,
you don't get to just blindly cut and throw it in a bag.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real testament to the ability to pull off the extraordinary, because it is. I mean, I'm telling, and everybody listening,
it's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary that the processors are able to perform that job as well as they do, day in, day out, and just dealing with managing the chaos and. Man, I'm telling you, it's something else.
So cool.
It is. I have such tremendous respect for everybody that is part of this, and all of our listeners out there. You should too.
Yeah,
man, I'm telling you, it is. It's a real feat. It is, and
you can go watch, right?
It's so cool.
They have that beautiful watch window. You can watch the process happening, and it's pretty amazing.
Well, and it's so funny because everybody wants it. Like, we were snapping our fingers and going after it. Like, I have fishermen come in. They beat the fish there. Like, I'm pulling in, and I get there early.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, come morning. Hey, you beat the fish, so give us a minute. Yeah. We're gonna get there.
Set up here.
But then they see my number went down the line a while ago, and I'm like, yeah, because the vacuum sealing is the longest part. You can think every cycle.
So people are that anxious, huh? They want to get on the road.
Yeah, and I don't blame them.
Go have breakfast. Go chill out. Enjoy San Diego's skyline.
But they do. So you get in at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
You go have breakfast. It's like 7. Shop opens at 8. So they're like, why isn't it
so done? You're not cutting until 8.
No, that's not true. We start cutting at the very beginning.
As soon as
the fish gets to us. Yeah, we have a crew. And that's part of the improvements that we've made, is we have a crew there waiting for the fish to get there.
Well, as soon as the fish gets there, come on.
Our crew has specific jobs that are lined up. That's the other thing, too. It's like we're ready to facilitate carryouts, all those other things when we open at 8 a.m. But everybody's like, but your crew's there. And it's like, yeah, and they're doing the other part of the job so that we can get it to you. So as long as there's communication, which I would say is the biggest accomplishment that we've made, is just communicating openly with our customers this year. As long as you let us know, as long as you communicate with me, I'll be there as early as you need me to be so you can get on the road the next day and go from there.
On the flip side of the waiting, I get to see the exact opposite of that countless times in the tackle store. The number of times the same story has played out, where a couple of guys have come back and they're telling their stories of how great their fishing was, and they're kicking tires and looking looking at a new reel, and then the phone rings, and it's somebody from processing saying, yeah, your fish is already done. That scenario plays out three times a week, every week, all summer long, where the look on people's faces, like, well, I had 15 tuna and a bunch of yellowtail. There's no way that our order is done and on the road already. I get to see the opposite. I get to see the surprise of people that can't believe that their fish is already done.
I love it.
Because you guys are on the road.
Well, we added the second table this year. We really increased our capacity on what we're able to do. The second table, we added a third bagging machine. So we really do our best to...
So the vacuum bagging takes the most time?
Yeah, it does.
It does.
It does.
Just because you have to wait for the machine.
Well, it's so meticulous. No, you have to make sure that the bag is dry and clean in order for the seal to take.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a meticulous process. Every single bag, you have to wipe out the inside.
Every fillet goes in.
Because, you put the piece of meat in there.
Yeah,
it hits the side of the bag, right? So you got to wipe that out, and it has to be done right, obviously. Otherwise,
it could be faster, but it wouldn't be fisherman's processing.
Yeah, and even we added the second table. We figured that we would increase our capacity by maybe a third, and it doubled it for sure.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy how fast that product comes out of there. You know, going back to the fish getting there, also we stage our resources. So we'll based on the reservations that we get. You know, we know when those big same day those big days where we have a lot of same day demand, a lot of same day customers, and we stage our assets. So we'll have, you know, I do it all the time. I'll have my truck there. We have a couple pickup trucks there where those first two totes, because, you know, we sorted out there at Glen, and as soon as we have that fish sorted out, we know those totes, you know, we separate it out same day, and we stage them according to the queue that's established by when the reservations are taken. So we know, say, you know, number 1, 2, 3, 4 are number 1, 2, 3, 4 in the list. We'll throw those two totes into the back of my pickup, and I shoot over there. I'm at the processor at 6 o'clock with those first two totes. So maybe there's six totes of same day fish, but we've already got the first two at the facility, and the guys are cutting on them before the fish, you know, the rest of the fish even gets there. We really get the jump on things. That leads to a lot of those phone calls, you know, those first four or five or eight orders where it's not even 8 o'clock and we're already through the first, you know, the first six or eight same days orders.
So, Marilee, if you're anxious to get your fish and get on the road after your long range trip, how do you get that first position?
Well, I think the key is making your reservation. It's like, go online.
No, is it first come, first serve?
It's first come, first serve.
So if
and
you make your reservation, like, you book your trip, you book your reservation, you're likely to get, like, right up front.
Yeah. And then it's dependent.
A lot of people want to do that.
But then it's dependent on when your boat gets in. So, so the boat gets in, and then this is another urban legend out there. So, Captain told us we were the first boat at the dock. Well, you're the first one, but then everybody took pictures and you're all lollygagging, and we don't get their fish until we've had two other boats come in.
Yeah.
And then they get a little frustrated when they get to the shop, and it's like, yes, you're first on your boat, but your boat's number four for today. So, it really comes down to when their boat gets in and when the fish gets to us. Because there are boats that are incredibly efficient and it goes through, and then there's other ones that, like, logistically, sometimes, like, it has to go all the way down, come back all the way up, and then it's up at the top of the dock.
So because you're number one on the Royal Star doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be number one at Fisherman's Processing, because there might be three or four boats ahead of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, in the majority of the time, like, full transparency, Polaris Supreme gets in at 5 or earlier at Seaforth, and so we'll get Seaforth, and nobody over here at these landings between H&M and Point Loma and Fisherman's, you don't even realize it, but we're already working on
it.
We're already working.
Punch them in. Right?
He's a great fisherman. Yeah, they do a great job over there. So, and it's been really fun to get to know the whole Seaforth gang over there too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you mentioned private boats, so you guys do take fish from private boats.
We do. Some of my favorite customers, Jim and Pat Gerard. They always listen. If you're listening, hey guys.
how do you arrange it?
So you can do it a couple ways. We're open every day from 8 to 2, so you can just show up and let us know, and we'll weigh your fish that day, and and if we've got space available, we'll process it. Or you can call, you can go on, online, make a reservation, let us know you're going out on your boat and drop it off. And God forbid if you get skunked, you can pass it forward to the next week and you're going out, or I'll just refund it. Like, yeah. It's that simple.
Okay.
That's actually really important, that point, especially during the season.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going out in the summer months and on your private boat and you want processing available, make a reservation, because there's those days, you know, we only have so much capacity. Obviously, you can only fillet so much fish. So what's the set number of reservations now?
That number. So we can take 75 total reservations, but
for
same day, it's 30 is our max that we can get out. And that includes same day or next day.
Process 75 different accounts.
We can take 75 reservations, and bring them in. But the capacity issue is not just what we get through. I need everyone to understand. It's what we can hold appropriately, because we take a lot of pride in, when the fish gets to us, having it refrigerated, keeping it on ice, keeping it in totes, keep it in an organized fashion. And there's only so much space in our walk-in. We also purchased an outside refrigeration unit that we take the totes and we put it inside of that. So that's where our capacity is. Like, I don't have enough physical square footage to put your fish in.
You're not
going to
be laying them out on the pavement outside waiting to get processed.
No.
And like, that's the fisherman's processing story. Like, isn't that the origin of why it started? It was, you know, you guys put so much effort into the ultra-premium product that you wanted to get to see it through until it got handed to the customer. And, like, you spent so much effort, you know, finding and catching and then gilling and gutting and RSW and doing everything, like, you possibly could to the product. Like, you want that same level of care when that fish is getting cut and processed and packaged. And
yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Well, you're not kidding. What a team to have in here this morning. Going to be a lot of fun, both on the fishing side, the fish processing side, the whole thing. It's going to be a great time. And if you want to join us, man, we'd sure like to hear from you this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phone. Or send us a text. Text the show. So popular. A ton of great texts already coming through. And the only way to text in your questions is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. It's the easiest way to catch all the archive shows, all the great information, wins and wheres, and all the info is always available on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's the only way you can text in your questions to Tim and Marilee this morning. Again, make sure that you include your contact info when you do as well, because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of today's show. And we want to make sure to get it to you if you're that big winner. And that is going to go to one lucky caller or a texter decided by the coin flip at the end of the show, and that is going to be a full-day trip going fishing on board the Liberty with Captain Taro and the boys. A great opportunity on some really fun fishing coming up this next season. I know those guys are working on their maintenance period, getting that boat sound for another killer season of fishing, and really stoked for one of our lucky callers or texters to get to go fishing on that beautiful boat.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to remind you, this is our last weekend that we're going to be on 1090 AM and the Sports Grid Radio Network. But if you listen out to it, like majority of the listeners that we have, the majority of our listeners are listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app or watching us on YouTube and Facebook Live. Nothing changes there. Right. That is going to be identical. Nothing changes. But next Saturday and Sunday, we will be on 97.3 The Fan, home of the Padres,
which we're very proud to be back over there,
which is pretty stoked about it. And we're also going to be back on Tuned In Radio. So I know there's millions and millions of people on Tuned In Radio, and probably almost everybody has Tuned In on their device. So we'll also be on Tuned In, which is super cool, too. Thanks, George, for that. So that's not this weekend, but starting next Saturday, that's going to happen.
Crazy. Yeah. Again, if you want to get through this morning, give us a call. It's 213-432-1090, or keep those texts rolling. Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024. Featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much cool stuff to cover this morning with the great fishing going on. And well, you said it best. I just can't believe that it's lasted. It's December. I mean, it's December, and it's almost January. It's a week away from January, and still fishing to be had.
And the guys, you know, yesterday the whole round that got out on the day after Christmas, which we were part of, we were on a 4-day. There's a few 5 days or 3 days, but yesterday the weather down below was rough to work in, but they still got back on that kind of, it looks like now it's kind of the top end of that yellowfin tuna. Still there.
Still there.
Crazy.
62 degree water.
Crazy.
Now.
62.
61, 62. They're still hanging tough, man.
Yellowfin.
Oh, yeah. They've got the table at the anchovy buffet, like the biomass.
What about that bluefin, though? Was it kind of mixed in with that yellowfin?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, the yellowfin, the bluefin swept back down. By the way, there's tons and tons of bluefin. All the way up to, 50 miles south of here now.
Like, wow.
Just more and more, whether it's coming down from up north, which it probably is, and then fish halfway down, three-quarters of the way down. I mean, there's just...
Well, there's so much anchovies around.
Incredible.
How good does that make you feel, too, about just, like, the signs of where we're at in our future and upcoming seasons and current seasons, just knowing that we're in such a healthy spot right now? Like those.
I'm so appreciative just to be part of this. This whole cycle, this is a fisherman's dream come true. It's a boat operator's dream come true. But it also, I think we can tip our hat to the fisheries managers in a big way here on the international level, on the local level. Like, this is an incredibly healthy fishery. This is an incredibly healthy ocean. Probably, arguably the healthiest ocean in the world as far as,
well managed.
Yeah, the management. The resource, the bottom, from all sides, anywhere from the forage fish all the way up to the apex, top end of it.
Yeah.
It's not a coincidence. Like, this doesn't happen by luck or by chance. These populations, the biomass of tuna is just off the scale. Yellowtail, wahoo, dorado. I mean, everything that we rely on, it's in really good shape, and thank God for it. What an amazing time to be a fisherman.
Yeah, sure.
Like you said, if you started long range fishing when you were, back in the 80s, can you believe a guy could say right now it's like this is the best fishing? I'll tell you what. When I was 20 years old, 19 years old, working and just seeing the most incredible fishing you could ever imagine, I can't say that I thought, boy, in 35 years it's going to be better than this.
Yeah,
right. In 40 years it's going to be better.
Like Bill Poole used to say, these are the good old days.
Yeah.
Right?
We know now.
Yeah.
I mean, this bluefin mixed in, God, it's just
incredible.
The amount.
John Collins sent me a photo. It's the feature photo of the week on our Let's Talk Hookup homepage, letstalkhookup.com. 290-pound bluefin he caught on the RP.
Right on.
So, like John Collins, right?
Come on.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Right?
Right. So we left on our, it was at the beginning of December, we left on that 15-day, and, this is, the giant yellowfin, go Hurricane Bank, big tuna or bust, and on our way down, we've got the outside punched in. It's going to be the 4-day ride down there, and at the end of the first day, we're outside west of Benitas. We get a call from one of our colleagues there on the inside. All that big bluefin, or all of it, a big area of that big bluefin showed up way down the coast, you know, out in front of basically Hippolito, Asuncion, you know, way the hell down there, and all big ones, right? So, 4-day ride or hook a left and
go
there.
Take a little tour.
Let's go check this out. We had 22 fish that day. So, limited load of guys. We only had 12 guys in a boat. We had 22 fish, 14 of them over 200 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Crazy. The rest were like, you know, 160 to 190. They were almost 200 pounders.
Wow.
And the quality of that fish when it showed up on the table.
I'll bet.
You guys, like, your mouth was wide. It was so beautiful.
Like, everybody wanted a chunk.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So, well, this guy was taking pictures of it. He was so stoked.
So there's some skepticism, you know, and we had some real aficionados of the product on the boat, and they're like, 12 days in the RSW, really? You know, 12 days? Hey, no problem. Standard was 14 days on the commercial side.
Yeah.
But I can tell you guys, there aren't very many rigs that can pull that off. You know, the way we handle it, the way we maintain our system.
Well, you guys are the pioneers.
So 13 days in the RSW, and it was absolutely perfect.
Oh, that's so cool.
Sounds so good.
Well, hey, picture up my phone just so you can see it.
Phones are packing up. 213-432-1090. You want to get through, there's your chance. And we have, like, dozens of texts, like this one here from Dan in Pomona. Good morning. Fish processing is the only way to go. I've heard about flash freezing your catch. Can you talk about the benefits of flash freezing and what it does in preservation and freshness, longevity of the catch? Also, how long will bluefin stay in the freezer with a 5-mil bag? It's a really good question because I've seen it firsthand
what it does.
Yeah.
So the benefit of the flash freezing, it's just that our walk-in freezer will be at like negative 10. So, and we put them on aerated bread racks when it's going through. So if you give us one day, we'll have it frozen for you. Again, I'm not frozen like the guy shooting ice at it and freezing it automatically, but give us a day, we'll be able to freeze that fish for you, and the molecules are just smaller, it'll hold it tight, and it's just easier. If you take it, your freezer at home, your chest freezer, it's already got frozen stuff in there. If you take raw fish and put it in there, it's a hotter temperature, right? So it's less likely to freeze as solidly and to go after it. It's just going to take it longer.
It makes a better product. I can tell
really
you firsthand
does.
It makes a better product. If you don't think you... Now, will you do this? Will you say, freeze 90% of it and keep 10% of it for me fresh? Can you do that?
So here's what you do. If you want fresh fish, you come get your fresh fish that right away within the first 3 days. And then we'll freeze it for you.
And then you'll freeze the rest.
And go from there. Because what we have found is the way to eliminate error is to keep your entire order together.
I got you.
So we keep your entire order together. You take what you want fresh. Then we'll put it in the freezer for you. You pick it up within 14 days. All set.
All good.
And then back to Dan's question, though, I want him to know, like, as long as that vacuum seal is intact in the 5-mil bag in their freezer, we just took out a piece of bluefin from the Ekstrom chest freezer at our house. It was 18 months old. And it was delicious.
Wow.
It was perfect. And it went from there. So I think we've got a new form of bomb shelter food for you guys. As long as you keep that vacuum seal intact, that's the key.
First-hand information about experience in how the flash freezing works. Uh-huh. I picked up a load this year that I forgot to say, hey, freeze it for me.
Uh-huh.
So I took it back to my chest freezer. I put it in, and it wasn't a giant load. I mean, it was, you know, a few fish. Put it in there. The next day I went in there, the ones in the middle were still not frozen yet.
Yep.
So it makes a big difference.
It does.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
And then you put it in, and you know that if you have water in it, they stick together. And so it's way better to have
outside
fisherman's
of package,
processing frost freeze it for you.
I was just going to say, I was the same thing. Like, my thoughts are always like, oh, yeah, I want same day, and I'm going to eat this, I'm going to share all this. And, like, the reality, is, at least for me, is you're back, and then you're dealing with life and gear and putting things away. And next thing you know, 2 days have gone by, and, like, and then you're trying to put it in the freezer, and then you're trying to catch up with the rest of it. I get everything frozen now because that perfect product, perfectly frozen, that then thawed out, it's every bit as good as it being fresh anyway. It's just, and the, you know, you said it best. You guys have the capacity to make that frozen fish so much better than we do at home.
Yeah, I'm so proud of the work that we've done in the freezer. And I got to thank my husband. He was a big part of it. I worked in retail, and we had freezers at Target and different places. So I had the organization standpoint, but the physical labor, like, this guy was in there humping 50-pound bread racks, putting them in. in, organizing them. We keep them in chronological order. We have a cold zone for that. We put an extra cold zone for the people that want it frozen, pick up the next day. I'm just so stoked that we're able to like get that order to the customer in the manner that they want it. So
pretty amazing. Really great. That is, you know, as far as the flash freezing, that's a term we're using. It's probably, you know, obviously depending on the size pieces. I mean, small pieces, they'll freeze in a couple hours, but bigger pieces, let's say you got 150-pound bluefin, they're big chunks, it's going to take like 6 or 8 hours, 10 hours for it to be like a brick. But that's the big difference. That freezer in there, it's like a wind tunnel. Yeah. You know, there's what, 10, 16 big fans, you know, big evaporator fans that are fans in the evaporators that really generate some velocity. So there are some perfect cold zones. You know, we have those orders like freeze overnight.
Yeah. You got it.
Oh, yeah. I know where everyone is. Exactly.
Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. 213-432-1090 open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance.
Let's talk to Alex. He's called us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope everybody had a really good Christmas. I just had a question on processing. I got a buddy that wants to come down from Northern California to see if he can go on, like, Wokadeva. He's asking me what the usual turnaround time would be and if you guys have options for shipping the harvest over.
Great question.
Yeah, so the fastest turnaround, again, it really comes down to us meeting about, if he's just doing a day trip, I have to be honest, we're not staffed for the evening pickups to go after it, but I know the other processors can do that for him and have it ready, I think, the next day. You'd have to double check with them. But if we pick it up in the morning from you, depending on how many other customers are there, once we get it on the table, it's about a two-hour turnaround. So we get it through the table, get it vacuum sealed, it's about 2 hours from start to finish. But again, that depends on how much fish you bring me.
Sure.
So if you bring me 40 to 50 fish from a long range trip, that's going to take us, it's going to take us a while to get through it. But if you're just going on a short range trip and you're bringing in, I don't know, six to 10 fish, 2 hours, I feel really safe letting you know that from the time that it hits the table and the cutters get through it.
And what about the potential of shipping back?
Yeah, another one of the massive improvements that we've made over this last year. And I have to give Catherine and Crystal, who's working the back, packing up shipping on the daily, tons of credit. We literally are able to ship. We are not a shipping company.
Right.
We are a processing company. But we will get it processed and have it ready, and then we get it to the carrier for you. And the carriers that we use are FedEx, which will go door-to-door. Then we also use Southwest Air Cargo, which is really convenient, and then you pick it up at the airport, as well as we use Alaska Air Cargo. So those are the three carriers, and it's as long as there's an airport near you, or the most expensive route is FedEx, but it will get right to your home. We go from there.
But yeah, it's considerably less expensive if you do the air cargo.
It is, and you know, we try to, everybody wants to know an estimate of how much it's going to be, and sadly we just don't have it because we're not a carrier, and the rates will fluctuate from like if I did a quote for a FedEx quote today for you, Pete, and I'm going to send it to Idaho. Tomorrow morning, if you say, oh, yeah, let's go for it, then I put it back in FedEx, the price changes. So it's so ridiculous, like just between fuel
shipping
prices
and
all the other things that go in there.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the airlines with Alaska and with Southwest, they do have a chart on their website, on their cargo website, which will kind of explain it to you. There's no markup from us as far as like what the carrier charges. That just is direct to the customer. And it's real similar to what you would pay if you actually had extra luggage going on.
Yeah.
So like if you got your two bags for free and then you had to pay for more luggage to go on there, it's about the same price.
About the same price. So if do you guys take it to the airport or does the customer take it to the airport?
Oh, no, we take it. Well,
you take it.
So there's a couple different options. So that's if you want it shipped and you've left, what we do is we get it frozen for you, we get it packed up, and then we'll take it down to the airport. We come back, we give you your airbill number, and we send it in next flight guaranteed, so that the next flight that'll get it to that airport, you'll be able to go onto their website, pull up your airbill number, and track your shipment and be able to go down and pick it up.
That's awesome.
That's
service.
A great service.
Yeah. So it's pretty incredible.
That is, totally.
For sure.
Or you can do box for flight. So if you're leaving that day, you're part of that same day. Obviously, I can't get it frozen for you because I don't have freezing powers.
Right.
But we can get it packed up for you and just do a 50-pound box, and you can carry it on with you, or just check it, and that way you can take your catch with you.
I love it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the 1090 AM Facebook and YouTube Live.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, when it comes to talking about catching big tuna, Tim?
Talica 50.
Yeah.
Man, no doubt.
I'm telling you, I had the pleasure again last trip of witnessing the power of the winch. That's what we call that.
Yeah.
What an incredible piece of gear.
Dude, oh, it's unfair.
Especially with that big sardine. I mean, pin that big sardine on a Talica 50, it's like game over, right?
Big sardine, kite bait. I know the one I'm thinking of was a kite bait. I mean, that thing just... What an incredible example of perfection. I mean, the thing, you know, the balance of it, right. The handle, the throw when you turn it, just everything about that thing, what an incredible piece of equipment.
The design went taller and skinnier instead of shorter and wider, so the reel doesn't wobble back and forth, and you're not fighting the gear, and that huge handle that you can really get your hand around and all the power.
And but it's then, a fraction of the weight of, like,
old school 50-wide.
Yeah, it's an out, man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Spool weighs way less, so your bait can swim line off the reel more efficiently. It's the one for big fish.
It's a tractor. The Talica 50 at your local Shimano dealer.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty slit rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. Phones are packed, texts are packed. What a great show.
Yeah, for sure. And you have a great text, huh?
I thought so. I'm very curious to hear, especially both the opinion of Tim and Marilee. He says, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hearing Tim talk about yellowfin is getting me so fired up. I'm sure you guys have both eaten plenty of that and the bluefin as of recent. My question is, how do you feel the two compare to each other on the plate? I'm more of a yellowfin guy over bluefin, but I know that doesn't seem to be the standard on most. Thanks. I can't wait till next summer. Got my trip on the store already booked. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Wow. Well, we could. I'll tell you what. So if you're going to eat the fish raw, sashimi, clearly the bluefin is the king, you know, or the queen of tunas, especially that toro, that belly portion. You know, yellowfin just don't have that. They don't have that fat content. Bluefin is considerably. It's more rich. It has a higher fat content. So, you know, I think that if you did the Pepsi challenge with them, here's the caveat. That yellowfin this year, in years past when we had access out in Guadalupe, that yellowfin out there was a different animal, like the fat content of it. But this year, that yellowfin that's been all along, what I'll call the beach, has been just gorging itself on those anchovies and all that fin fish. And the fat content of that yellowfin this year has just been unbelievable.
Really?
It's so good. I'm probably a 70-30 bluefin to yellowfin guy, but that's my, you know, that's over a lot of years. You know, if I had the choice, I'd probably go, you know, to eat raw for sure bluefin, deep cooked 70-30 bluefin yellowfin. But again, that's me.
Marilee, what about you?
I'm 60-40.
60-40. Bluefin over yellowfin?
Bluefin over yellowfin.
Really?
And I'm pampered. Like this guy, when he's home, I don't even cook it for myself. Yeah. I'll slice up some sashimi for myself if I'm home alone. But
if you're slicing up sashimi, it's bluefin?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
If you are putting heat to it, how is it done? What's the favorite at the Ekstrom household? Like I'm with you. Like we're more of a sashimi, a poke, a seared thing. But if you are going to put some heat to it, what's the favorite family recipe?
It's the sear for sure. And don't, you know, just, you don't need to overdo it. You don't need to put a bunch of spice, a little salt, yeah, and pepper, and all of them done. And you just flash it.
Don't think it's about so yellow for
we just had.
That's good stuff.
That's the thing. You say 70-30, but like as always, there are standouts where it's like you have a piece of yellowfin that was caught at this place. It was eating that thing where it's just like.
I was going to say, like each fish is different.
Sure, like, how does it get better than this? You know what I mean? Like there's pieces that you eat, you're like, well, this has got to change the scale because how does something get better than this?
We had this trip, you know, we've been gorging ourselves on that just delicious, super fatty yellowfin. And then we went down below out there at the bank and caught that fish. And beautiful. I mean, it's super lean down there. It's a totally different fish to eat. You know, obviously it's delicious, but it's just far more lean. And if you put the two side by each, you wouldn't even believe they were both yellowfin tuna.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
And I would throw it out there. Like, we've got some incredible rubs at the shop that work. I know that you and your wife love our poke mix and what's going on with it. And sesame and spice is amazing for searing it the way we were doing it. If you just do it tataki style, roll it in that, and then a little soy, come on.
Sesame and spice.
Yeah. I'm getting fired up.
I know.
So how do you do it? So this is now what you're talking about are the spices and rubs that you have at Fisherman's Processing.
Yes, exactly.
So sesame spice, you just...
Have your filet, just roll it in there. You could put a little olive oil if you wanted to, but it's not necessary. Just roll the fish in that, then grill it, do it tataki style, roll it around, and then slice.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, and then we do the same thing. We actually... it's kind of crazy because everybody wants to know how to cook it when they come through. So we love jambalaya. I don't know if you guys do, but we're big fans at our house. So Tim had caught some wahoo, and we went home. We did a bed of spinach. Then we did jambalaya with a nice mix of some shrimp and some andouille and some other things. And then Tim took our blackening seasoning and blackened wahoo, and we put a filet of blackened wahoo on top of that.
Chef Tim!
All fine.
Are you going down in the wheelhouse?
It was memorable.
You know what?
Celebrity chef.
Hey, I'll give my son some props, too. He cooks mean.
Oh, no.
You can get down on the
I like chip it. Off the old block. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
How about we talk to Ryan? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got a question for Captain Tim. You're trolling. Let's say that you're trolling for wahoo, right? You get a jig strike. What's the first thing you do? You'd grab a bait rod or jig rod, and where do you crush the boat? Up on the stern, up on the bow.
I'd grab a jig for sure, and your choice whether you want to use a bomb or a lure type jig, but for sure. And wherever you cast it, just make sure you cast it perpendicular to the rail. You know, you cast it straight off. You don't want to be back there dropping it right in the middle of the wake with the trolling fish and everybody else who did it wrong. You want to cast it off to the side. That way, again, the boat's sliding forward. I'll tell you what. There's a lot of times wahoo fishing where, you know, we'll see them scattered out on the sonar out in front of us. They don't typically gather up in a tight school. They're scattered out over an area. So we see it a lot of times where, you know, they're 200-400 feet still out off the bow. Individuals here, individuals there. We get a strike in the back. All that fish is available up there. It's actually a really good trick to go up the side or even all the way up to the bow and cast out up there, you're not missing out. It's not like all the fish are back there where the jig strikes happen. There's plenty more. So that's the best advice I could give you. Go up forward or at least cast off the side.
One thing you taught us both, I know Pete and I, we've had the luxury, you know, the privilege of getting to fish Wahoo with you a bunch of times, was to not be afraid of really letting your jig or bomb or whatever it is really sink out a ways too. People, I think, get so fired up and wanting to wind that thing like it's a popper. Let that thing get down a ways, and there's plenty of ice to be had winding up at a 45-degree angle.
I think it's better, way better. Yeah, if you're skimming across the surface, I mean, you get a few bites there, but you're presenting it to a lot more fish coming up, you know, through the water column again, at least 30 or 45 degrees for sure.
For sure. Hey, I have a great text here from Tom, and he's up in Northern California. Excuse me there. Good morning, guys. I've always used Fisherman's Processing since starting long-range trips, and I'm always amazed at the speed and quality of their processing work. Kudos to the entire team.
Well, thanks, Tom.
How about that?
Means
huh?
a lot. Yeah, means a lot. And our goal, again, is to give table-ready product. There are people that haven't used us in the past, and there'll be comments about yield or this and that. And like, there are points where our yield might be a little smaller because we want you to be able to open that package and eat it.
Yeah.
Like, take it right home and go after it. So it's table-ready for you.
That's my favorite here. And somebody said, well, if I cut it at home, I'd get X amount of percent. Like, well, you would, but it sure wouldn't look like that. You'd have a bunch of little triangle tail pieces
and a whole lot
blood
of
lines and everything else. Like, when you show up at Fisherman's Processing and somebody greets you and rolls out that bread rack of just the most premium product, you can't buy it. Like, you can't go to a store and get something that looks that good, that's that fresh. It's such a unique thing that you guys get to do.
Yeah, not without paying for an arm and a leg.
Yeah, it's really cool.
The yield, it's a whole topic in itself, but I think you can expect about an average yield of about 30%. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends the size of the fish. There's some variables in there, but a few things that will really impact the yield. Number one, the quality of the fish that we get from the boat. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure.
We can only turn out a product as good as what we bring in the door, and that does have a big impact on the yield. You know, sometimes we get fish that you know, if maybe it was a hot bite, maybe the fish got kind of soft or it stayed soft in the well, and the boys on the line, they're doing their best to make the most out of something that really isn't all that great of quality, and there's going to be more trimming that's necessary. You know, that soft stuff that's mushy on the sides and the end, and you know, you go to cut off the red meat and more comes off, so that's going to impact the yield big time. Also, gaff holes. Gaff holes make
sure.
a big difference, man. You can't believe it. And I know this because I've been on the line plenty myself. I'll jump in there with the boys and you know, hack up a few fish. And you think, okay, you know, oh, you get your 40-pound yellowfin, and you know, it just gets gaffed in the back. It happens, you know, some thing darts away, whatever. Or nighttime fishing bluefin, for example, that sometimes you just got to go.
Yeah, get one in them.
Yeah, I've lived in every seat, so I know how it happens. I'm not being critical of the guys gaffing the fish at that. Sometimes it just happens. Well, you know, you lay that 40 pounder out you harvest four loins off that fish. Well, one of the loins, say it's in the back. I mean, you would be amazed how one gaff hole in that top loin it compromises a third of it.
Wow, no.
Because
kidding.
Yeah, you know the blood. The
sure.
blood
kind of breathes
the trauma that it
yeah
creates.
It infuses into the rest of it, and you're not going to eat that,
right?
Man, it's nasty.
That's not a fisherman's processing piece.
It's not anybody's piece. Well, it's a piece for the cat, maybe.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, it gets messed up, so you have to trim that out of there. And you know, you'd be surprised at. You know, we get so let's say it's six yellowtail, five tuna, and a Dorado that comes across the line. Well, if four or five of those have gaff holes that are in the loins, the back, that like it's going to impact the end yield. It's just going to, and that's not something that we
that's
have.
Just the bottom line.
Yeah, that's not something we have control over. So, you know, the boys know we do our very best to produce as much as possible and save as much as possible, but, you know, it just does impact the yield.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, you have a great text, huh?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show already so far. We've talked so much about the processing, and I know Captain Tim is famous for it. Can you explain how RSW system works? I hear the term all the time, but I'm not aware of the inner workings.
It's just refrigerated seawater that's in the tanks. Now, without getting way deep in the weeds, ideally the best system And I can say that we have this system on board Royal Star. Ideally, you can maintain that temperature at like 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Remember, seawater doesn't freeze till 28 due to the salt content. So if you can get that product down to 29 or 30 degrees and hold it there, not so the temperature doesn't fluctuate. You don't want to have, you know, you add a whole bunch of fish and the temperature comes way up and it takes a while for it to pull back down. If you can maintain that temperature,
that's key, huh?
That is absolutely key.
And how do you do that?
How we have our system set up, there's a couple ways to do it. How we have our system set up, we can actually throttle back the amount of refrigerant going to each individual tank. So we get it to 30 degrees and we just squeeze off the amount of refrigerant going to that tank to where it holds at 30 degrees.
Yeah.
A lot of the other guys, how their systems work, they add salt to their tanks to keep ice from forming in the coil, the evaporator, and you know, that's another way to control it. You know, and they cycle it on a thermostat. It goes to say 30, and the machine shuts off, goes back up to 34, kicks back on. They hold it in a range doing that. That's probably the biggest difference between how we hold the fish. But you guys would be amazed at the difference, especially over time. You know, if you're talking 7 days or more. 5 days or more, the difference in a product that's held at 30 as opposed to a product that's held at, you know, 32 or 33, it's
big difference.
Yeah, it's huge.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including checking in with the Catch Report, more of your phone calls and texts as well. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife, brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.